guest, Phil Hendry.
Thanks a lot, bud. Hey, everybody. General,
how you doing?
I'm doing great. And today we have Chris Norton to give us an update on the Daffy Dick series.
You're kidding. He's still working on that.
Well, I think they're still trying to get it marketed. There's the Daffy Dick series. Then it's Ghost Penis, right?
My understanding, it's...
Yeah, do you understand?
No, I do not understand, but from what I've heard, that's part of the Daffy Dick... It's part of what Daffy Dick is. It becomes Ghost Penis.
That's it. Okay. Chris has... Yeah, I think he's filled us in. Also, Bud...
Yeah, Mike Dong has passed on.
Who?
Oh, my God, man. Have a little bit of respect. Mike Dong is dead.
Mike Dong's dead?
Yeah. He was in a lot of very famous adult films. He was in Meat Processing... On vacation. I think it's called Meat Processor on Vacation.
If you're lying to me, bud.
I swear to God.
He's kidding. See, he's laughing, and you are too. I don't know what... Are you telling me the truth?
Yes, I am. I swear to God.
We got Chris Norton in Temple City, California, on the line with us. On the line with us from Temple City, California. And I want to make sure... Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I hear you pretty good.
Okay, I want to make sure that you're as far away from the back... Because I know you play music there at the studio.
We play, this is a song that's called I Walk, or Look at the Way I Walk, something like that. It's a song that I used to play as I walked around the studio here, Throb City Studio here at Roosevelt's, or sometimes when I walked around our original Norton's Blow studio, and I walked around in a Speedo, and I had, like, Tab. I'd be drinking a can of Tab.
Wait, I want to get this, Chris. You were drinking a can of Tab.
Miss Gray, I know... You don't think very highly of me.
No, you're walking around your studio there in a Speedo drinking a Tab.
Yeah, that's right.
Why is that?
Why, Chris?
Well, Mr. Henry...
Look, if one more person makes fun of the way I'm saying stuff...
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Henry, I told people to do it because it was funny.
Don't tell anybody to... Why do you do that, Chris?
I do that just to show people how relaxed the working environment is at Throb City. I do it so people can see that, you know, I'm walking around. I have a Speedo on. I'm very, you know, evident. Yeah, and I'm sorry, Ms. Gray. I'm not trying to gross you out.
No, I'm very used to it, Chris.
All right. I mean, I am very evident in the Speedo. In that you can see it, kind of the length of it, and I'm drinking a Tab. And showing everybody, and so I walk, sort of move, my hips and my legs move, my upper body stays still. I can't describe it.
You're telling me all of this, why?
Because you asked me about the music.
So you're saying this music is intended to go along with the way you walk around the studio?
Originally it was, but not no more. Now, since we play this music, and yeah, sometimes I do walk around the studio wearing a Speedo. And carrying a can of Tab.
Okay, Chris Norton joining us. He was an adult filmmaker from Redondo Beach. Where are you from, Chris, originally?
Well, yeah, originally Redondo, also Temple City, California, but mostly Redondo. But my studio now is out here on Pasadena, Route 66.
At Route 66, which most people now call a Colorado Boulevard, but...
Well, I know, but I think the title of Route 66 has a sort of sense of appeal.
Okay, so I got the word here from Bud, and Margaret, you had something.
It did come across the wire. The very well-known adult film star Mike Dong has passed on, right, Chris?
That's my understanding, that Mike Dong is dead. And
What are the particulars?
There are none. Just Mike Dong has passed on.
Yeah. So I'm sad to hear about it.
Mike Dong.
What is this guy's real name?
What do you mean? What's his real name?
Is that his real name? My understanding is.
Yeah, it is. That's great. You're an entertainment reporter, so you'd know more about it.
No, I would not know more about it, Chris, because I'm an entertainment reporter. I happened to see this on the wire, and I knew that we'd be interviewing you. All it said was, Mike Dong has passed on, 53.
Mike, what does that mean, 53?
That's how old he was.
That's his age. God.
Oh, sorry. Mike Dong, who is a star of, you know, a lot of us are in mourning about Mike Dong passing on. He was a great star of so many adult films. He was in Meat Processing, as well as The Backyard. The Backyard Chronicles, you know, is just one of the best. And I don't think it's verified, though.
No, they said that Mike Dong had passed on, but they were waiting verification.
Well, which is it? Okay, we can't keep reporting this stuff.
Phil, you just went, well, which is it?
Okay, I did do that, but we can't keep reporting this stuff.
Anyway, is it verified, Ms. Gray?
I know that Mike Dong, they say he's dead, but it's not verified.
How can they say he's dead, but it's not verified?
Either he's dead or he isn't.
Yeah, Mr. Rennie, I got it here right here.
What is this from?
This is from X.
From X?
Yeah, it says Mike Dong is dead at 53. There's no verification.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Whose account did you get that from?
I mean, it's from Chris Norton's account, so...
Yeah.
Don't get it from Chris... Get it from an independent source, bud.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You got it from Chris Norton's account.
Well, what are you trying to say, Mr. Ennis? What, I'm a liar? Oh, my God, I'm doing everything that I possibly can to bring the news of what's going on in Adult Film.
No, I'm not saying you're a liar. It sounds pretty goofy to me, suspicious that Mike Dong is dead, but it's not verified. Anyway,
what about that guy Bob Meat? He's still around?
Yeah, Bob Meat's fine. Why? Why would you do it just because a guy named Mike Dong's dead? So Bob Meat probably dead too?
Well, it doesn't stand to reason, but obviously it's an obvious question.
God, man.
All right, okay. We're glad to hear that Bob Meat's fine. And,
Mr. Henry, can I just say that a big star in the adult film business, Mike Dong, is probably dead.
Probably dead, but we don't really know whether he is or not.
Listen to you, Mr. We don't really know whether he is or not. I'm trying to tell you as best I can and the best way that I know how that Mike Dong, one of the big names in all the business of pornography, is dead. He's dead, Mr. Henry, and nothing can bring him back. But we don't, it's not yet, no one really knows if it's true or not.
He's dead and there's nothing we...
You know, Phil, you laughing like that. It is a little... It's wrong, Phil.
Oh, well, excuse me. He's dead, and there's nothing we can do to bring him back, but it hasn't been... It's not verified. Meaning he might still be alive.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you're in the news business.
Yeah, we've got it right here. Okay, this is not from X. This is from... this is from Jack Armstrong, who we're going to have on a program later. Jack is, as you know, has access to a lot of the wire services.
This is Jack. Jack's a hockey reporter.
I know, but he has access. It says here... It says that Mike Dong has died, age 53, from unknown causes. But rumor is he's still alive.
All right, I'm going to kick somebody.
What are you doing?
Give me that.
Give it to me.
Phil, what are you doing?
Give me that. Here, this is what I think. Here's this news report. There.
Oh my God, the grenade just pulled out the water.
Holy shit. Mike Dong is dead, but he may still be alive.
Mr. Henry, you have to understand, I've worked with a lot of these people, so I appreciate if you have some respect of the things that we're talking about.
Okay, I have great respect, but we do want to move on to what happened with the animated film Daffy Dick that you've been working on. We want to find out about Ghost Penis, and how are things doing in that regard? Now, I'm sorry to hear about Mike Dong. You also tweeted this about Mike Dong, didn't you? Do you have this on your account?
Yeah, I did. I said that's what I said. Mike Dong has passed on, the star of the meat processing in You and the Backyard Chronicles was 53, but it's not, you know, verified.
Why would you put that out if it's not verified?
On account of that was what people were saying.
See, when you're doing news, Chris, you have to make sure things are verified before you say what they are.
Oh, really? I think you need to understand, Mr. Henry, news in the social media environment, okay? You put it out there, then if someone says it isn't true, then they have to...
I see. So you can put a lie out there, but so it's someone else's responsibility to prove that it isn't true.
Yeah, I mean, is that how it's done?
That's how it's done by jackasses, yeah. You're right.
Wow.
That's how it's done. Anyway, let's move past that and talk about Daffy Dick.
Yeah, Daffy Dick right now is in post-production. We got the basic emanation down about Daffy Dick.
May I say something, Chris? It's called animation, not emanation.
I'm sorry, what was I saying?
You're saying emanation.
And what is it?
Animation.
Animation.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, okay, sorry. It's animation.
Yeah, it's animation.
Hey, Chris, just practice it a few times. Call us back.
Well...
No, stay on the line. So, all right, so you got the basic animation? Do you have the basic animation out of the way?
Well, we've drawn pictures of Daffy Dick, and we put them in one of those flip files. We just flipped it to make it look like...
So you don't have a professional animator looking at this?
Not yet, but we will. But right now, what we had to do, Mr. Andrew, is we had to write the story about Daffy Dick, the Daffy Stick in the world.
Do you have a subtitle for this?
Not yet. I mean, we want to call it Daffy Dick. It's the Daffy Stick I know, you know, or Daffy Stick in town.
Well, that, you've changed it twice now.
I know, but I...
All right, why not have no subtitle, just Daffy Dick?
It doesn't seem like it's... It needs more. Daffy Dick is the Daffy Stick that you'll ever hear of. That's the one that I like.
Daffy Dick, it's the Daffy Stick...
Phil.
Sorry. Daffy Dick is the Daffy Stick you'll ever hear of.
Yeah, if you think that's funny, that's the one that we probably ought to use.
All right, so, and then you have a, there's a sequel coming out.
There is a sequel, yeah. We're also working on that.
Have you started any of the animation on this?
We have not, but we do have a great animator. I mean, an animator. His name is Paul Tang. He's also an adult film star, but he also does animation. He has his own studio. It's called Paul and Poontang's Animation Studios over here in Manhattan Beach.
Paul and Poontang? Who's Poontang?
It's nobody. It's just that's the way they named it.
Yeah.
Just to be vulgar.
No, it's great. It's just because he is, like I say, he's an adult film star.
Okay, so you have an adult film star who's also... His name's Paul Tang.
Yeah.
And he is the animator.
Yes, sir, he is.
Okay. And so I heard you describe the plot that Daffy Dick is this guy's dick, and it takes him...
The so-called Daffy Dick takes the man who owns it. It takes him everywhere.
Yeah, in fact, you could say that Daffy Dick is not owned by a guy. The guy, the dick, owns the guy. Anyway, it goes where it wants to go. It does what it wants to do, and forces the guy to have sex with kind of, you know... not the best looking women, but and that's when he finally decides, Daffy Dick, I gotta kill you off. And so this guy basically, and this is a joke, he gives Daffy Dick a stroke, you know?
Yeah, like a stroke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah?
Well, that was the joke.
Okay, fine.
And then it becomes Ghost Penis, and Ghost Penis floats and flies into other dicks.
Okay, and this is being animated by Paul Tang at Paul and Poontang Studio?
At Poontang's.
Okay, well, congratulations. Do you have any distributor for this thing?
No, as soon as we're done with it, we're going to sell it on our site at Chris, that's Throb City, the Throb City site. We'll be selling for two. Well, actually, what's the price on this? Hey, Toby? Toby Bowes here, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him in a while. How's he doing?
Hey, Toby, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Can we talk to Toby?
Toby, what's it?
Hi, Miss Fanny.
Hi, Toby. What's Daffy Dick selling for?
Right now, the price point is $1.99.
$1.99. Okay.
What's so funny about that?
What's funny?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
$1.99 for Daffy Dick, and then what about Ghost Penis?
Well, Daffy Dick is the sequel of Ghost Penis. Well, if you buy Daffy Dick, it's a 2-for-1.
You laugh at that, man.
I got better things to do, Mr. Henry, than sit here and spank the monkey all night long at you.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, so thank you very much, Toby Bowe, manager of Chris Norton. Daffy Dick is going for $1.99. Is a 2-for? You get 2-for-1.
Yeah, you get Daffy Dick and Ghost Penis for $1.99. God.
All right, Chris.
So I've got a production meeting that I'm supposed to have.
Can I ask you something, Chris? You keep this music playing throughout the entire studio complex, right?
Yes, I do. It keeps people's minds on the fact that our business is cess. We make cess movies about cess and keeps the cess energy high, you know? So that when I'm walking very slowly and very casually in a pair of bum huggers. There's like a Speedo. I'm in flip-flops, and I'm carrying a can of Tab, and I have my hair moosed up.
And that gets everyone in the mood for...
Gets everyone in the mood for doing, yeah, for doing porn.
All right, well, Chris, good luck with that. I hope to hear that Bob, what's his name?
No, his name is Mike Dong, and I'm pretty sure he's dead, but...
You're not sure, though.
They reported that he's dead, but they're not sure.
Yeah, I don't know, Mr. Ernie. That was what we got from Jack Armstrong, and also I had it. And Ms. Gray, you have connections.
I had this idiotic wire service report. Mike Dong has passed on at 53. Maybe he hasn't.
That's what it said.
Yes.
What service is this?
What is this, bud?
Oh, it's Poontang News.
Poontang...
Why don't you guys, Margaret, you want to know better. I read what I was given, okay? Bud, use a better news service than that.
Oh my God, man, it's people are quoting it.
Poontang News, that's the same name that I have as a studio.
Yeah.
God, Mr. Henry, it sounded like you sneezed. It went like this. Yeah. You know what I mean, Mr. Henry? Hey, Mr.
There's Chris Norton with the latest on Daffy Dick and Ghost Penis. Mike Dong is dead. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But he lived a great life. He was a great sex star. The star was the he was in a movie called Meat Processing and You and the Backyard Chronicles. He's dead at 53. No, wait a minute. It's not verified.
Yeah.
So
you guys get a big kick out of laughing about dead people, don't you?
Margaret, when it's reported like this, yes, I do.
All right, Phil, don't get all serious.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. Jack Armstrong coming up next to talk about hockey, the National Hockey League playoffs. Around here, we're a little bit partial to the Florida Panthers, all the years we spent in Miami. We love our L.A. Kings, but the Panthers are the team that probably the team that I've followed the most over the last few years. And we're going to get Jack Armstrong's report from the NHL playoffs in Sunrise, Florida, coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get a backstage pass today and listen to 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content your ass has ever beheld. The Backstage Pass includes all the video content from The Phil Henry Show and shows that go back almost 30 years. 30 years! Think of it. Think of the possibilities. A Backstage Pass subscription to The Phil Henry Show gives you access, the highest quality available, of The Phil Henry Show shows, videocasts, podcasts, and so much more. Effluvia, crazy, insane, small and large bits of comedy. It's too difficult to describe. I don't dare describe it.
Yes, get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value now officially online because porn has priced itself out of the market.
World-famous Phil Henry Show here, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Great to be with you guys. And we're going to get Jack Armstrong up on the line here. Jack is a sports reporter. He's been doing sports reporting for us and has specifically been doing hockey. Jack, you live in hockey country, man.
I do, Phil. I've been living in Minneapolis, Minnesota for... Actually, I was born and raised in the city of Edina, Minnesota, but now I'm in St. Paul, Minnesota, over here in Noradi, which is a suburb of the St. Paul area.
I lived in St. Paul for a while when I worked at WCCO. I don't remember that.
Well, okay, but trust me, it's a place, if you don't remember, what does that mean you don't remember it?
I don't remember a town called Noradi, but I'm not saying it doesn't exist.
Okay, well, it does exist, and I can tell you that because I live in it, and I get out of bed and I get in the car.
All right, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Jack. It's fine.
You know, sometimes it feels like...
I'm not doubting you.
Yeah, sometimes you doubt him.
It feels like you doubt the things that I say, and I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to make a big deal out of nothing.
No one's doubting you, Jack. We all believe you.
Okay, what was that?
I don't know. It sounded like there was some music or something. Jack, so the Florida Panthers and the, what is it?
Boston Bruins. The Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins are in the throes of a second-round playoff, hockey playoff, for the playoffs, you know.
Right, in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Right, the Stanley Cup playoffs. And while it looked there for a while that the Florida Panthers were going to take the best measure of the Boston Bruins and send them packing back to Boston, just crying and going, because they were crying about a lot of stuff.
What were they crying about?
Well, there was a goal that was disallowed, according to the National Hockey League. It looked like that... it wasn't disallowed, it was allowed. It looked like the goalie was interfered with, but they allowed it.
It was a Florida Panther goal.
Yeah, Florida Panther goal. And Boston was crying about that, and they're crying about the Panthers hitting too hard. They put a guy by the name of Brad Marchand out of the game.
Yeah, I thought of Brad Marchand. He got knocked out by Sam Bennett.
Yeah, that's it. Sam Bennett knocked him out. But now the Boston Bruins are coming back. They won the game. 3-1.
I thought you mean the last game?
Yeah, the last game was
2-1.
Yeah, that's it. 2-1. The Boston Bruins won that, and now they're going to go back to Boston, and that will be on Thursday night that they go back to Boston.
Jack Armstrong with us. So, how do you see this series eventually decided?
Well, I think a lot of people are saying that, you know, Florida, this is a temporary setback, that Florida's going to come back. But it may take them 7 games. It may take them, I don't know, like four, I mean, not 4 games. It may take them 7 games. Maybe it'll only take them, you know, 6 games, because right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they play 5 games. You know, it's anybody's guess.
Okay, are you going to go down to, are you going to Boston or Florida to watch the games?
No, I'm not, unfortunately. I can't, I don't want to leave town just now because of, you know, I had spoken to you about it last week, Mr. Henry, that I had my girlfriend, Susina, who, you know, I seen her having a bowl of chili there with this dentist, this Dr. Nugatine.
This is the man, you were worried about her having chili with this dentist, but she wasn't really doing anything. Are we,
Jack, in other words, you can't cover the hockey.
Bill, I can't. I can cover the hockey. I can do it on the television, but I don't want to leave town because I got Susina. She's having bowls of chili with this guy. Now the other night, I saw her over here at Gunther's, and she's having fish sticks and potato chips with this guy who's with an insurance salesman by the name of Hooverby, Glenn Hooverby, you know.
Your girlfriend Susina is having chili and fish sticks. What are you? Do you suspect her of cheating on you?
I don't know what's going on, okay? We've had some tough times here the last 6 months. I'm trying to do reports for you. I'm trying to learn how to do the news business is the best way that I know how to do. But Susina, the other night, everything was fine. But then I saw her. I told you last week I saw her at Newbies, and she's having chili with her shoes off with this dentist. And
this is her dentist?
Yeah, it's her dentist. And
when you walked in and saw her, was she all embarrassed?
No, she said, "You want to have a seat and have a bowl of chili?" I said, "That takes a lot of guts for you to say to me to sit down and have chili while you're sitting here having a bowl of chili, and you know, and you're having a bowl of chili and you're having guac and chips." And then 2 nights ago, I went to, it was over here at Sherbert's, and she's having fish sticks with this guy Nugatine.
She's having fish sticks with the guy Nugatine, who's the what?
He's an insurance salesman.
Yeah, he's our insurance guy. And I'm going, what is this about? All of a sudden, I'm doing...
Why are you upset with this, man?
Yeah, it sounds like she's just having a bowl of chili with a dentist.
Well, it just sounds like she had a bowl of chili. So you're saying if your girlfriend is sitting there having a bowl of chili or fish sticks...
If my wife, my girlfriend, is sitting having a bowl of chili or fish sticks with her dentist or insurance broker, and they're not doing anything...
Well... you know, they're sitting in the restaurant, they're all, ha, 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 they're laughing. And another bowl of chili, I heard Susina, she goes, "Yo, hey, you, another bowl of chili over here, chili around for all of us." She bought a round of chili.
What did she say?
She said, "Hey, you, chili over here, 2 bowls of chili over here, okay? You know, let's break the bank, let's shoot the moon."
Oh, she didn't say that.
Well, that's kind of the attitude.
Let's break the bank and shoot the moon, two bowls of chili.
Mr. Henry, I will not be laughed at.
All right, I'm sorry. And then you saw her the other day at whatever this place was?
New Bars, yeah, and she said, "Hey, you, I want fish chicks, and I want fish chips, and I want to have the taco chip, and I want it now." That's what the way she said it. And this insurance salesman is sitting there. He's got his mouth full of fish chips, and he's going, "Ha ha 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 ha!" You could see the fish in his mouth. It was so disgusting.
And you walked in, okay? And you went over to her and said what?
I said, "Oh my God, 2 nights this week," and she said to me, "Not you again." I said, "I happen to be your boyfriend." She goes, "I know that, but you're going to make a." She says, "You're going to embarrass me again." I said, "What are you doing having fish sticks with this clam?" And this guy gets up and says, "You call me a clam?" And she said, "Hey, sit down." She told him to sit down, and she told me to shut up. She told him to get lost, and then she told me to sit down.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Yeah, she told him to get lost.
Yeah, when I said, "You're sitting here having fish sticks with this clam," and he said, "You would call me a clam?" He stood up all indignant. She goes, she pointed at him, "You get lost, you sit down."
So she told him to get lost and you to sit down?
Yeah.
Okay, then what?
Then she said, "Have some fish sticks. I don't even like fish sticks." She said, "You eat fish sticks, you have the taco chips." Now, what seems to be her major malfunction, and then she used a dirty word, F-head.
F-head?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so she's asking you what's your problem. She's having dinner, fish sticks with her insurance salesman, not hiding at all.
Well, she's sitting there with her shoes off and going, ah, ha, 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 and the guy's got a mouthful of fish.
And he has a mouthful of fish?
Yeah, and it's all, I don't know.
Jack, I would ask you to go to, the next game's in Boston?
Yeah.
I want you to go to Boston for that game.
Oh, my God. She's sitting there.
She told you to sit down and told him to get lost. What does that tell you?
She wants you, and she doesn't want the insurance salesman with the fish sticks, dick stick.
Oh, man.
All right, Margaret.
I'm sorry, Jack, but this is frustrating.
Okay. Apparently, none of you peoples have ever been in love.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I've never been in love. Never in my life.
Well, then what?
What is your problem, man? She sits down and has a bowl of chili with a guy that's a dentist. Then she has fish sticks with an insurance guy. She tells him to get lost, you to sit down.
And then she says to me, you have fish sticks. You will have fish sticks with me.
So what if she did? She wanted you to sit down and eat with her.
I don't know, man.
Hey, I want you to go to Boston.
And so I'm going to leave her.
Yeah, that's right, man. She may have a round of fish sticks. Maybe even another bowl of chili with her dentist.
Give me something, Armstrong. Get real.
What are you guys talking about?
You are making a mountain out of a molehill, and you're probably driving that poor girl nuts. You're going to drive her out of your life if you keep on acting like a jackass.
Boy, oh boy. If I knew this was going to be my reception...
You never would have called?
I never would have called.
That would have been a good thing.
Yeah.
What a bunch of assholes. Mr.
Jack Armstrong.
Yeah. Great report.
I don't even know what the hell he said about the hockey. Yeah, he said that the Panthers lost. Next stop, Boston. Cool. Good luck there, Jack, with the girl with Susina and the fish sticks.
And also the taco chips.
What are taco chips?
I think he means tortilla chips.
And the guy with the bowl of chili. This girl sounds like a lot of fun.
She knows how to eat, at least.
Yeah, I mean, is Jack still there?
Hey, Jack. You're still hanging on, huh? Even though Mr. Henry hung up on you. God, man. Yeah, he's right here.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
So, how much does Susina weigh?
She's about 125.
Eating chili and fish sticks.
Yeah. What do you think? Oh, right. She's supposed to be fat? No, she's not fat at all. She was fat. And then she started to watch her weight eating chili, fish sticks, tortilla chips, and the pastrami and the hot corned beef sandwiches.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you said...
I don't... All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Thank you. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Yeah, fish sticks. Watch your weight, ladies.
Hey, Jack, all I got to say is go to Boston, man.